Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Office Hours with Collab Tactics, where we dive into the nuts and bolts of running a small business. Of course, I'm your host, Jonathan, and today we're talking about something close and dear to my heart, sales for small businesses. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out, this episode is packed with insights, laughs, and real-life lessons. So let's get to business. First off, sales, folks, is not just an activity. It is the lifeblood of our businesses. Think about it. Without sales, we're just a collection of ideas, products, and services. I remember talking to a friend of mine who started her very own cookie spot. She said, "I make the best cookies in town, but if I can't sell them, all I have are a lot of free samples." And that would be unfortunate because those cookies are bussin'. But sales is about connecting those amazing cookies or whatever your product or service is with the people who need and want them. Let me tell you about my newer client. Her name's Laura, and how she doubled her monthly revenue merely by asking for referrals and reviews on Google. And yes, referrals and reviews are a part of sales. So essentially, when I first met Laura, she wasn't doing bad. She was actually doing really well with her business, but she wanted to grow. Her goal was to try to double her current business and revenue per month so that she could expand out and bring on more employees. More employees means more expansion. So we looked into her business and we tried to figure out what was the best revenue strategy for her. And the main thing that we noticed was that she wasn't getting a lot of reviews. She had a great business, and her business was actually cleaning houses, homes, as well as doing some commercial, but she wasn't getting any reviews. She had no place to put them. So because we put together her Google business page, added her services there, added her time, and she started reaching out proactively to people that she had provided services to ask them for reviews. Not only that, she would ask them for referrals, and based off those referrals coming in, she would give a referral fee back to those people that provided referrals to her. Just by doing that and being proactive and reaching out to her existing client base to penetrate that base more, she was able to double her revenue per month with such a simple tactic. Now, the main thing that she had to do is that she had to embrace being comfortable reaching out to people, even when she felt that maybe it was an inconvenience to them. Moving on. Now let's get to the meat of it. We got to talk about the do's and the don'ts of sales. Do listen to your customers. Don't assume you know what they want. Do be honest about your product or service. Do not exaggerate the product's capabilities or your own. Unfortunately, I learned this the hard way when I oversold a product a long time ago. Let's just say it was a bit of a sticky situation, and it was a lot of stress on my end as well as the customers. Now, the good thing about that, and you might say, how was that even good? Mistakes are going to happen. You're going to be put in sticky situations, but mistakes in sales are not the end of the road. It's not a reason to run away. They're actually stepping stones. They give you so much insight on what went wrong and what you can do better next time. It's like having your own research. You want those experiences so that, you know what I mean, you can fine tune your approach for next time. It only makes you stronger. Now, the biggest problem with most people when it comes to sales is the fear. There's a lot of fear in sales, and you have to face that fear. And that's the biggest elephant in the room, no matter what anyone says, is that there's always a fear of selling. I don't care how confident you are, how confident you are in a room and speaking with other people. When it's time to get in front of someone and talk to them about your product or your service, fear will arise in you like a volcano, something you've never felt before. And it's real, but it's also very normal. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that most customers are just as nervous about buying as you are about selling? No one wants buyer's remorse, and it's a lot of times it's hard to pull the trigger even when you know that this is something that you need. Honestly, on both sides, it's like asking someone out on a date or waiting for someone to ask you out. Worst case, they say no or they don't ask. Best case, you have a new customer and maybe even a future advocate for your business. Remember, we were talking about those referrals, right? The only pain that can come from selling is a no. That's the only quote-unquote pain. And if that's the only pain that you have to worry about, what's the concern? And remember this, behind every few no's is a yes, and that yes could be life-changing. So don't be scared. Be excited. The next thing to remember is that closing is just the beginning. Closing a sale isn't just ringing the cash register. It's the start of a relationship with that person. It's about ensuring that your customer leaves happy and they stay happy. That's why after sales service is just as crucial as the initial pitch. The amount of time that you spent initially trying to get that person and to close that person, you need to spend that same time following up, checking in, and making sure that they are 100% satisfied. Remember, a happy customer is a repeat customer. So don't skimp on the follow-up. Beyond that, you have to ask for the business. Don't just focus on providing great information and then leaving it up to the customer to make the decision alone. Re-emphasize how your product or service will help them based on what they've already told you. And if you're being a great listener, like we discussed before, it won't be hard. If you can address that need or concern, you have the right to ask for the business. So don't leave that part out. It is crucial. All right, folks, that is a wrap for today. Before you go, remember to check out all of my socials at Collab Tactics. Share your success stories specifically on my social media page. I want to know about any sales successes that you've had. I'll put up a post talking about this specific episode, and I want you to put, you know, things that worked for you. We're a community. We got to work together, and providing best practices is the best way for us all to grow. And hey, if you're looking for more personalized advice or you want personalized consulting, that's really what I'm here for. So feel free, go to my website, collabtactics.com. You can book a free consultation, and then let's see how I can help you grow. Until next time, keep selling, keep smiling, and remember, every no is one step closer to a yes. This is your guy, Jonathan, signing off from Office Hours with Collab Tactics.